Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. We thank God for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and that's what God's pastors feed to their people, feeding us with the knowledge of God, knowing, teaching us how we must live, the way that we must go. We have that pastor here. Thanking God at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Evangelist. To our elders, deacons, our missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, we're glad to be with you. We are God's people, we are Israelites, we are Jews. We are true followers of Christ. We want to talk about the principles of the oracles of God today. And before we get into that thought, we're going to have a poem by our sister Tatum. Before that, we're going to have our announcements. But before that, we're going to have a song from my elder Batiste, According to Thy Commandments. Elder.
Commandments, that's the way that I live.
According to the commandment, that's the breath of life for all those who live for God. That's our breath. That is our life. The commandments. These announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Announcements are concise. Very understandable. Thank God. Our sister Tatum is at the podium. She has a poem for us today. Thank God our elder Miles is accompanying her.
God's great law. I love the Lord. Oh yes, it's true. And I'll be forever indebted to you. To keep your law deep in my heart and never ever let it depart out of my life, out of my soul. Oh Lord, my God, is so good to behold. Your law is real. Your law is true. Your law is sacred. Your law is you. Your law is forever, beginning and end. Bless me to keep it forever, to stay free from all sin. I'm honored, I'm privileged, and greatly blessed too, for a merciful Savior who sent a law that's so pure. A law that he gave for me to obey. And I'm just wise enough to do what he say. It's a blessing if you keep it. It's a cursing if you don't. The blessing, you'll go to heaven. And the cursing, you won't.
Beautiful, beautiful, so true. True words from our sister Tatum. Thank God for our elder accompanying. This is God's Covenant Church. We keep God's Word, which is his commandments, which is law. And that's why we serve the Lord, because that's what God commanded. Now, maybe you don't understand a lot of what is being said. And maybe you feel like, well, you're here and there. You're all over the scriptures, all over the Bible, where we're searching the scriptures. And the Lord said, here a little and there a little will I speak to my people. But here is the key to understanding what God is saying to a people that will live for him. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? Who hath God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. What God is saying, name a people that got God so close to them. Then those that are keeping his commandments. And that was true yesterday and that's true today. What nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law? And the scripture says in 1 John, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. I believe that. This is a witness. Now let's go to Hebrews 5 and 12. We always start off with this. And you can't go read this and say, oh, now I have understanding. Because you read that with me. No, that don't work like that. You have to keep God's commandments. When you are keeping his word and following the one that is sent from God, you'll get understanding of what God is saying to the church. You have an ear to hear. So many churches, they have services once a week, twice a week, and that's about as far as it goes now. It used to be twice a week, a lot of churches. Now you see them once a week, and even then, some go to so-called Bible study, and then some go to their ministries, whether it's baking and or acting like they're a minister, or singing, or playing. That's their ministry. But to know God's word, to know God, and live for God, they have not a clue. Which means they eat their own bread and wear their own apparel. They're not eating the bread that God gives. But they need to go back and find out what the first principles of God are. Then they can begin to live for God. Hebrews 5 and 12, Evangelist, what does it say?
For when? For the time ye ought to be teachers.
Now, so many out here teaching and preaching, they should be teachers and preachers. But they're not if they're not teaching and preaching the commandments of God, which is God's word. They say they're preaching the word, but they don't have a clue of who God is. And what they're talking about is bits and pieces about God. It's not the message. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, what?
Ye have need that one teach you again.
What?
Which be the first principles of the oracles of God.
So many churches, and that's 99%. And one of the first principles of the oracles of God is sin is a transgression of God's law. Yes. Sin is the transgression of God's word. If you don't know that, you're wasting your time going to church.
That's right.
If you don't obey God, as Father Abraham did, you're wasting your time. If you don't know that Jesus died for our sins, and it's for those that don't willingly sin, you're wasting your time. Read.
And are become such as have need of milk and not of strong
so
meat.
So many times you wonder, why is the pastor always talking about the commandments? I can't get into anything other than stressing that you must keep God's commandments because that's God's word. Yes. Because that's the milk you need.
Yes.
If you're born again. Now, you cannot say you're born again if you're not, if you haven't been brought out of Egypt. If you haven't committed to stop sinning and followed someone out of this mess you're in, you cannot be set down and drink the sincere milk and get the commandments and be taught how to keep it.
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Peter 4 and 11.
Yes.
For the time, ye ought to be teachers. Yes. Now that's what the scripture is saying. But you have need of understanding what be the first principles of the oracles of God. 1 Peter 4 and 11, Evangelist.
If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God.
That's very plain to me. So if you're a minister speaking the word, because the scripture says speak the word in season and out. If you're speaking God's word, it should be the oracles, which is the word. It should be the Ten Commandments. And you cannot be speaking about the Ten Commandments on Sunday as if Sunday is the day of rest. You're out of order.
Yes.
You don't know God. You're in error. And you're not speaking as of the oracles of God if you're not speaking about living holy.
That's right.
Because if you're not living holy, you cannot keep a day holy.
That's true.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Then a man speak, what?
Mm-hmm. Let him speak as the oracles
so
of God.
So speak as you are the commandment. As Paul said, according to my commandment. According to the commandment. Speak according to that. Speak about not lying and stealing and on and on and on. Speak about those things.
Yes.
But most of these churches, all they speak about is he died for my sins. He did. But let's go on now to perfection.
Yes.
He offered himself for a sacrifice for my sins. Now let's go on and obey God and live holy.
Yes.
Let's talk about that now. Because we know he died many years ago and you have that same message every Sunday. His blood, and you dramatize how he hung on the cross, and they've made movies, scores of movies about it, and you talk about that, and you tell the people there's nothing you can do about that to be like him. He did it because you couldn't. That's a lie. The Lord said, "Be ye therefore holy, as your Father in heaven is holy. Be ye therefore perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect." That means it's doable. It says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Let's go to St. John 4 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
These are the basic teachings of God. We need to understand when you first come to God, let's stop sinning.
Right.
As the Lord told the woman, this is the basic teaching of the oracle. Go and sin no more. That's the basic teaching. Stop sinning if you want to please God. But the preachers tell the people, man cannot help but sin. That's true. That's why you need God. When you come to God and you obey his word, you will stop sinning because it will crucify sin in your life if you obey. That's why it also says in 1 Peter 4 and 1, as Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves
likewise.
But the preachers won't tell the people about suffering because they haven't suffered to stop sinning. They got junk up under their seat like the rest. St. John 4 and 22, what does it say?
Ye worship, ye know not what.
So many churchgoers. He said, in vain you do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Ye worship, ye know not what. Because that devil is setting up in the hearts of these preachers, teaching the people that you can't help but sin, and that's not the message God sent.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. But in what?
We know what we worship.
We know what we worship.
For salvation.
Ye worship, ye know not what.
Mm-hmm.
We know what we worship what?
We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
That's beautiful. Salvation is of the Jews. That's the first principle of God. In other words, God letting you know, if you get salvation, you've got to get it from a Jew.
All right.
But he's not talking about a natural Jew. He's talking about somebody saved.
Yes.
That's the Jew God is talking about.
Yes.
Let's go to Romans 2 and 28.
Right.
If you don't get someone that knows God, you can never know God.
Right.
You can't get God from a sinner. And that's why so many of these people say, well, you know what? I got it on my own.
All right.
I read for myself. I believe what I see.
Right.
If you're not saved, what you see is a lie.
That's right.
You're seeing through a carnal mind.
That's right.
You've got to get it from someone that's been sanctified.
All right.
That's how you get salvation.
Yes, it is.
Someone that's been cleaned up. Romans 2:28, what does it say?
For he is not a Jew.
What?
Which is one outwardly.
So God is not talking about a natural Jew. He's talking about someone that has been circumcised inwardly. Circumcision what?
Neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh.
For he is not a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one outwardly. Look what the Lord is saying. He was a natural Jew.
Okay.
But the Jew that the salvation is of the Jew is of one that's been circumcised inwardly, not outwardly.
All right.
No, the Jews, it goes to them first. No, it don't. Because God has concluded Jews and sinners alike. Now, let's go to two and nine. What does it say?
Tribulation
and anguish. What?
Upon every soul of man that doeth evil. Of the Jew first.
That's the Jew first. What? That's a natural Jew. And what?
And also the Gentile.
What?
But glory, honor,
what?
And peace to every man that worketh good.
What?
To the Jew first and also to the Gentile.
Why?
For there is no respect of persons with
Isn't that beautiful? So God don't have any respect of person. Let's go back to 2 and 28. For he is not a Jew.
Which is one outwardly.
What?
Neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh.
But what?
But he is a Jew.
Now here's where salvation comes. He is a Jew.
Which is one inwardly.
So when you've been sanctified, your mind has been cleaned up. That's where salvation comes.
Yes.
That's the man you want to go to, male or female. What?
And circumcision is that of the heart.
What?
In the spirit.
In the spirit. That's what God is. That's where salvation is. Because it matters not if you're a natural Jew. If you don't have circumcision in your heart, you are not bringing forth salvation to the people. You've got to get it from someone that's been sanctified. Moses, on his way to deliver the children of Israel, he was circumcised in spirit, but even the token God gave him that on his way, he circumcised himself.
Yes.
As his wife said, thou art a bloody man to me.
All right.
So the circumcision naturally is the token of the covenant. It's just a token that you've been cleaned up.
Yes.
And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not
in the letter.
What?
Whose praise is not of men, but of God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What does 3 and 1 say?
What advantage then hath the Jew?
Now what advantage do they have the Jew? Every bit, because you can't get salvation unless they've been cleaned up. You're not talking about a natural Jew.
No. No.
The advantage is someone that's been sanctified got God to give you.
Yes.
That's the advantage.
Yes.
What advantage then hath the Jew? Or what profit, what?
Is there of circumcision?
Well, the profit of circumcision is now you can tell me about God. If you haven't been sanctified or circumcised, you can't tell me about God, and God is not using you.
That's right.
But what?
But much every way.
Much every way. What? Chiefly?
Chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God.
Well, wait a minute. Who brought, gave us the oracles?
For
Moses.
Yes.
And he was circumcised,
yes.
And he was a Jew.
All right.
Because that's where the oracles came, through someone that was sanctified, not Baptist, not Methodist,
ahead,
not
Pastor.
Presbyterian, but sanctified in spirit. That's why it matters chiefly.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? That's the first principle. So
yes.
You can't tell me about God if you're not sanctified and you have been circumcised in spirit. You can't tell me about God.
Right.
You don't know anything about God if you're in Presbyterianism or Lutheran.
That's
you can't
right.
tell me about God. God didn't give you the oracles. Isn't that
that's
beautiful?
Right. Yes.
Exodus 31. Moses was sanctified. And that's where we got the oracles of God, through someone that was sanctified, and God sanctified him at the burning bush. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Thank God. 31 and 18. What does it say?
Thank God.
And he gave.
31. And he gave. 18. And he gave unto Moses when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony.
What?
Tables of stone written with the finger of
These are the oracles of God.
Yes.
And it was given to someone that was in the spirit.
Yes.
Height of the spirit in the mountain.
All right.
Had been sanctified.
Yes.
And Moses was a Jew in spirit.
Yes,
more
he was.
So than natural.
Mm-hmm.
15 verse. What does it say? 6 days.
6 days may work be done.
All right.
But in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord.
It's a holy day. Sunday is not a holy day.
No, it's
the first day of the week. It's the day of work.
Yes.
The first day work begins.
That's right.
Not holy.
No.
What?
Whosoever.
Now listen to what the Lord is saying, and he's the Lord that changes not. Whosoever.
Doeth any work in the Sabbath day,
what?
He shall surely be put to death.
So whether you believe it or not, if you don't keep the Sabbath and are with God's people, you're separated.
Yes.
And you're in death. Yes. What? Right.
Wherefore, the children of Israel.
Now God only got one people.
Mm-hmm.
Their name is Israel.
Yes.
And
Israel.
Wherefore, the children of Israel, what?
Shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath.
What?
Throughout their generation.
Well, again. Israel is one that is a Jew in spirit.
Yes.
Jacob's name was changed to Israel.
Yes.
And so are the names of you and I when we become circumcised. We're
yes.
Israel.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's
for
to observe throughout their generations.
For a perpetual covenant.
That means it don't change. It's forever going to be here. That means the earth is going to forever be here, and so is God's people. Read.
Yes. It is a sign.
This is a sign.
Between me.
Now, where is that sign for you first go of the week? First day of the week goers.
That's right.
That say that the Lord rose on the first day of the week. Where's your sign?
All right.
Because the sign I have,
that's right.
He was in the heart of the earth 3 days and three
yes.
nights, as was Jonah in the belly of the whale,
yes.
3 days and three nights.
Yes.
Got to get them both now. And you can't get 3 days and three nights in the earth from Friday to Sunday. Your math is somewhere in another land somewhere. It's not here. It's
a sign
between me.
Me and the children of Israel.
What?
Forever.
Why?
For in 6 days.
What?
The Lord made heaven and earth.
What?
And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
Now these be the first principles of the oracles of God. We know that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Hebrews 5 and 12. Let's read that again.
Mm-hmm.
You're teaching the people on the first day of the week, and you have need to be taught yourself.
That's
don't
right.
understand that the word is the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Don't know that.
That's
don't
right.
understand that the rest day is the seventh day, not the first.
Right.
For when?
Five and twelve. Uh-huh. For the time ye ought to be teachers.
You ought to be teachers.
Ye have need
what?
That one teach you again.
What?
Which be the first principles of the oracles of God.
Isn't that beautiful? You have need someone teach you all over again. Why?
And become such as have need of milk and not strong
and
meat.
And not strong. Now, but wait a minute. You have need of milk.
Mm-hmm.
For what? 13th verse.
For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness.
What?
For he is a babe.
Now wait a minute. So you have need of milk. But how can you have need of milk when you don't have a baby? You haven't even been born again.
That's right.
Go to St. John 3.
That's right.
Nicodemus, this is about these teachers. You have need to be taught the first principles. If you have to be taught the first principle, it means you haven't been born again.
That's right.
That's the first thing you get when you're born of God's spirit. Now are you the sons of God. I'm telling you, now you're a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you can't commit no sin.
That's right. That's right.
If you want to grow and please God, purify yourself.
That's
the first principle. So how can you go to drink milk when you ain't been born again?
All right.
You ever seen somebody give milk to the air?
No.
That you can't give milk to a fetus unless it comes through the mother.
That's right.
Once that child is born, now you can start feeding the milk.
That's right.
But they haven't even been born again.
That's right.
St. John 3:1. What does it say?
There was a man
what?
Of the Pharisees named Nicodemus.
Now these are all you preachers that teach the people out there if you don't keep God's commandments. What?
A ruler of the Jews.
What? Read.
The same came to Jesus by night.
What?
And said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher.
What?
Come from God.
Why?
For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with
you. Well, that's what all these preachers say. Oh, we know that Jesus loved us because he died for our sins. His blood died. He shed his blood. He hung on the cross. They don't know God.
No, they don't.
They ain't been born again, but they can tell you all about what he did.
Right.
They saw the miracle, but he was saying, you still don't know God. What did he say?
Right. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee,
what?
Except a man be born again,
what?
He cannot see the kingdom of God.
Now, if you can't see the kingdom of God, how can you be fed? You can't even see it. He's telling one that's supposed to be a preacher, a teacher of the people, and have need of the first principles. What? Read.
Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old?
What?
Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?
What?
Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water.
He's not talking about natural water. He's talking about the word.
Yes.
Washing of water by the word.
Yes.
What?
Born of water and of the spirit.
What?
He cannot enter into the kingdom
of God.
So
you cannot come into the life of holiness, living for God, because that's what it means to enter the kingdom. You're into a new life.
Yes.
You're into the new man.
Yes.
You can't do that unless you've been born of God's word,
that's
which
right.
is the commandments.
Yes.
So if you haven't been taught the commandments, you haven't been born yet.
That's right.
How are you going to desire sincere milk?
That's right.
So that's why many times what I'm bringing to you sounds foreign. It don't taste good because you haven't been born yet.
Yes.
What does the ninth verse say? Nicodemus.
Nicodemus. I answered and said unto him,
what?
How can these things be?
What?
Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master
you
of
Israel? You are a master. You are a teacher.
And
you have need
these
of
things?
Being taught what be the first principles of the oracles.
That's right.
You dumb. That's what the Lord said. They're all dumb dogs. Can't bark. What?
How can these things be?
What?
Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel?
What?
And knowest not these
you
things?
You don't know these things. And this is what we're trying to let the church world know. If you don't know, you must keep God's commandments. You're not getting God's word.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John. Let's go to Hosea 4 and 6.
Right.
This is why the people cannot drink the milk, let alone eat strong meat. Because they haven't been born again.
Right.
Now that's what the scripture says. Don't say, well, you gonna tell me I ain't been born again.
That's right. That's right.
No, you've been deboned.
Deboned.
That's right.
The priests have deboned you. You ain't got no spine.
That's right.
Took all the fight out you.
That's right.
Deboned the people. Hosea 4 and 6, what does it say?
My people are destroyed.
Why?
For lack of knowledge.
Now you say God would allow the devil to destroy the people if they really wanted knowledge? If you want knowledge, the scripture said, if you seek, you shall find. But he said also, many will seek and shall not be able. Because when they hear the message, they're not able to pay the price. They don't want to suffer.
That's right.
And moreover, the Lord is not bringing them that knowledge because the people don't want it.
That's right.
Sister Fran, do you want to get behind that podium?